there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. As we kick off Black History Month, I'm honored to share this inspiring conversation with a young leader from Georgia named Jayshun, a student at Morehouse College. While he was still in high school, he started the Black Youth Empowerment Network, an organization that's dedicated to fostering a sense of community among Black youth while providing the opportunities, resources, and tools to bridge the opportunity gap and combat the systemic barriers that are placed against them. This is a conversation about mentorship, opportunity, equity, and the power of community. Since this episode was recorded last summer, Jayshun started college and the Black Youth Empowerment Network has relaunched with more structure and a mission of connecting and uplifting Black youth. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Jayshun. He is going to tell us all about this incredible work that he is doing called the Black Youth Empowerment Network. Hey, Jayshun, how are you? Thanks so much for being here.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
So start from the very beginning. Tell us everything about yourself, where you live, where you go to school, how old you are, all those good things. And then start from the very beginning and tell us all about your project.
Great. Thank you. My name is Jayshun Matthews. I'm from Warner Robins, Georgia. I just turned 18 June 19th, on Juneteenth, actually.
Wow.
I'm an incoming freshman at Morehouse College, and I'm studying business administration with a minor in marketing. And I'm starting there actually in the next couple of days. So this is like great, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Well, that is exciting. We are wishing you the best of luck. I know it's going to be really a very special time for you. So tell us all about how this work got started for you, the team of people that you put together, when you started this, and tell us everything.
Great. So I originally had the idea when I was junior class president. However, the idea got struck down. It wasn't feasible. So I didn't let that deter me from, you know, creating this organization. What really sparked the fire into starting this organization is when I had lost the senior class president reelection. I realized I didn't have a community of young Black kids supporting me. I didn't necessarily find a community of people who looked like me at my school. So I wanted to change that difference. I want to have other young Black leaders to also have a community and also have a network that they can lean on as well to get advice from and support from. So when I lost that election, it really opened my eyes. And something else that really opened my eyes as well is I realized during COVID, I had a very unfortunate academic setback because of the unforeseeable future that COVID was going to, you know, bestow upon us. And I didn't have the resources and the tools I needed to succeed academically. So that caused me to fail ninth grade. And my mom had relocated us to a different school, which is in a more affluent area. And at that school, I was receiving all these opportunities and all these resources. And I just got a lot of help, and my resources were like high up. And I just really became really, really accomplished. And I went on Facebook one day and I saw this blog where they post people going to jail or whatnot. And I saw a lot of my peers who I grew up with in school either getting posted that they got locked up, or they either got killed, or they're just in bad trouble, unfortunately, you know. So I realized that this isn't right, you know. Why did I have to move to receive these benefits and these opportunities? Why can't they just stay where they are and then receive these benefits and opportunities? So I wanted that would also spark that ignition to start this organization as well. And so far, we started in January, beginning of this year, and we have reached over 200 some people, you know. We're relaunching our organization this month. We're trying to become a more organized organization, a more structured organization, so we can better scale our members' needs and help them assess the opportunities and assess the resources they need to thrive and succeed to be, you know, that person they desire to become. And I'm also, I just became a Raleigh's Way Fellow as well. So I'm going to use the necessary tools they give me, the education they give me, to better become a better nonprofit organization leader. And we have hosted a webinar a while ago. It's about making mindful decisions. That webinar got birthed off of an incident that happened in my community. It was two young kids who were both in middle school who happened to, you know, one kid accidentally lost their life, you know, with gun violence. And I realized that this, if it's irresponsible for me to not do anything when I have this foundation. I have this support from Raleigh's Way. I have this support from all these amazing people. So why not use this foundation, use this organization to, you know, be the voice for the people as well? So that's when I hosted that webinar called Mindful Choices and Decisions. We had some amazing panelists on there, some people who come from the law enforcement area, who come from the mental health area, from Black youth. And they got together in this webinar and they educated us and they told us about the things that Black youth suffer from, how to mitigate mental health challenges, how to do all these things, you know. So it was a really powerful event. And that was actually my first virtual event that I hosted with my organization. And I got so much feedback from it, so much positive feedback from it. I was like, wow, like this small seed that was planted, It could change somebody's lives, you know? It could change so many lives. So it really inspired me to keep going. So that's why we're relaunching in August to better scale our members' needs. And I'm excited for what the future holds for us.
That is so amazing. Well, first of all, you know, the story that you told about your own personal experience struggling during the pandemic, which I know I don't need to tell you this, but so many children did, millions of children were left behind because they didn't have the resources they needed to participate fully in virtual education. We were not prepared for that. And unfortunately, who suffered the most? The children that suffer the most all the time. So it was compounded. It was compounded when people didn't have computers or didn't have access to Wi-Fi, which is a lot of people in our country. We just take it for granted that you can go home and sit on a computer and put headphones on and participate in school. And that was not the case. And so I'm so sorry that you went through all of that. But the beauty of this story, of course, is the way that you were able to triumph over that with your mother's support and again, moving schools. And you're absolutely right. There should not be a disparity between the different schools that are not far from each other. I don't think you moved out of state or anything like that. This was within the state of Georgia. And the fact that your previous experience, you were not provided those opportunities by virtue of where it was, and that in the new school you were. And that is patently unfair. Everyone should have the same ability to achieve and to be successful because they should have the same access to these resources. And so, I mean, obviously, good for you. You pulled it together and look at this wonderful college that you're going to and this incredibly bright future due to your own hard work and also, as you pointed out, the resources that were available to you that should be available to everyone. So tell us more specifically from a practical standpoint, other than the webinar, which sounds awesome and amazing and so, so important in terms of mental health and mindfulness, such an important topic for every young person today. But what other events or what other things do you do? How do you connect the people who participate in the network together? Do you have mentors, like on a day-to-day basis? Like, what can someone gain from being part of the Black Youth Empowerment Network?
So I realized that I wanted to make this organization accessible. At first, it was just going to be like a small community thing, small neighborhood thing, so people could come to meetings in person. But I quickly realized that it wasn't my goal. You know, I wanted to really reach the nation. So we got onto this platform called Mighty Networks, which is a digital platform where you could post and you can connect with other people as well. So we use that platform to upload opportunities, upload networking opportunities as well, upload events as well. And the thing about Mighty Network is it kind of works as if like it's a navigator almost. It's like you can tell when people are close by to you, and that really emphasized the network that we were trying to create for the Black youth. So we use that as well. We haven't officially hosted an in-person event, but we're hoping that will change by this month because, you know, with the relaunch and everything. But we're planning to host some more webinars as well about the different scholarship programs like the Disney Dreamers Academy, the Gates Scholarship, all of these things I didn't know nothing about. And I'm pretty sure the kids in my community don't know anything about it as well because of those resources and opportunities being limited to us. So me starting that webinar and getting all these info sessions together to help these Black youth is what really, really, you know, change the tide for us all, you know. So Yeah, that's where we're going right now. And I'm 100% sure that there will be in-person events hosted because of my dedication and my team's dedication. And I'm excited for it.
So when you go off to college in a couple of days or weeks, how is this going to continue in your community? You have some younger teens who are coming up behind you, working with you on a team. I know you sent me a beautiful picture that has a number of folks in it. So do you have other folks that are going to come up and sort of become leaders as well?
Yes. So I'm going to Morehouse College, which is a school that is built upon community service. And I was fortunate enough to become a Bonner Scholarship recipient, which is a scholarship that is based around community service. It's a full-ride scholarship. So with this scholarship, we have a requirement of hours of community service we can do. And they also train us how to assess really analyze the community as well and better treat the community. So with that, on top of my organization, I feel I can use my organization to get those community service hours, but at the same time serve the Atlanta community and the community beyond all at the same time. You know, it aligned perfectly. It was like a gift from God almost, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, so I believe that I'll be able to have some people who could help me within that Bonner Office of Community Service at Morehouse College, and also have my peers as well to help me as well. And I have a few team members who are located in Atlanta. So I have no doubt that this organization will continue, and I believe will be 10 times stronger actually, because I'll have the mentors and actually have the resources that are like fundamental in community service. So I have no doubt that it will continue.
Absolutely. Well, I think leveraging the folks at Morehouse is going to be huge, right? Like, you've already started the ball rolling, and they're going to be so, I mean, obviously this is one of the reasons they chose you, because this is something that you're passionate about, and clearly you're going to continue to do this work. And that's what, I mean, obviously this is a college that cares very deeply about the values of the people that they accept, because they want to raise leaders who can go out into the world, right? And be kind leaders and have good values. So, you know, the mentorship that you're going to get there is going to be incredible. I think that's really important too, in terms of your webinars. You know, you want to have folks who come on, who teach your webinars or who share their perspectives. If you have networking events where people can help, you know, folks that are further along in their careers, that can come back and talk to the members of your network and show them what's possible for themselves, right? You have to see it to be it. And that's really incredible. Do you think that there were any challenges or problems that you faced as you were starting this thing up that you thought to yourself, wow, I didn't see that coming? And then how did you overcome them? I know it's only been a few months, but I'm sure you had some lessons learned already.
Absolutely. It wouldn't be a project if the challenges didn't come along with
right.
it, you know? So I definitely realized the challenge I had was the participation rate in engaging the Black youth in my community. Black youth have been historically marginalized for so long. So when a program comes along like this, they think, oh, it's another, you know, fib or whatever. We're not going to pay any mind to it. It's nothing. Somebody's trying to, you know, make us a charity case. So I had a challenge of trying to make us different from all the other organizations that exist. So I had to really dive deeper into how to increase our participation rate and how to connect with the Black youth as well. So I use my story that I experienced as well, because I was once in their position as well. I was once in a position of not having that support system or that community. So I use my story to encourage these young Black kids and tell them that it is possible. Like you mentioned earlier, you have to see it to be it. So when they see someone like me being in unfortunate circumstances and situations, they get inspired, you know? They want to be a part of the team. They want to be like, oh, how can I help? How can I do this with you, you know? So just really, really opening my mouth and telling my story. And my other team members as well, they have stories of their own that really inspire the Black youth as well, and inspire other people who aren't, you know, may not be unfortunate. They may be fortunate in some areas as well, and they still want to come on and help because they know that this picture is bigger than us. You know, the whole mission is bigger than us. And we feel like we have a civil duty and a cultural responsibility to help the Black youth in our community.
Wow, that is so perfect. And you're so right. Storytelling, hearing someone tell their story and being vulnerable and sharing the truth of what they went through and painful things and how they overcame them, that is what inspires people to act and to move in that direction. I think you can have someone standing up on a stage and telling someone what they should do and what they need to do. all day long, and that's not actually going to move the needle at all. But having somebody like you and your other the other folks on your leadership team telling their true vulnerable stories, that's really going to get these kids engaged. And you're right. Maybe some folks feel like they have plenty of privileges and they're fine. They don't need any help from anybody. Okay, great. We'll figure out a way that you should help others then, right? We rise by lifting others. That's just the way
right.
it goes, right?
As you climb.
That's exactly right. And if you have enough, if you have plenty, then it's your obligation to share with others. Well, Jayshon, this has been such an inspiring story. I really can't wait to share it with my listeners. I am so excited to see what is going to unfold for you in college and beyond. Can you tell everybody your social media handles, your website if there is one, ways that they can get in touch if they want to get involved in this work in Georgia, in their own communities, start a chapter, all that good stuff?
Great. So I want to start my personal Instagram handle first, which is J4YSHUN, where I post a lot of my accomplishments, my next projects that I'm aiming for. And it's really some really inspiring work, and I hope you guys will enjoy that. As far as the organization, Black Youth Empowerment Network, Instagram is Black Youth Empowerment Net without the work. So no work. So I'm going to say that again, Black Youth Empowerment Net. And that is as well as all of our other handles as well. Our Facebook handle, our YouTube handle, and our website is BYEN at work. So it's, okay. Let me say that one more time. It's BYENetwork.org. So that's our website.
Awesome. I will put all of that in the show notes so that everyone can access that information after they listen. Jayshon, thank you so much for telling us your story. This is really wonderful. I'm wishing you the best of luck in college. I don't think you're going to need it. I think you're going to be amazing. But please keep in touch with us, and maybe we can check back, you know, next year after another full year and a full year of college and see how it's going.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. This work you're doing is very, very powerful, you know, giving a platform for young leaders to speak. It's amazing. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you. Thanks for saying that. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.